This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the Nioth Korgai.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Mm-hmm. Little Korgais.
Yeah, look at them.
Like, sounds cuter than it is.
Yeah, actually, these are spacefaring vampires that are fungus.
Octopuses.
Yeah.
Fungus octopuses. These are spelljammer as hell.
Yes.
Yeah.
They travel around, I think, in 50-mile long ships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're in tanks, and they possess people.
They possess people. That's kind of this is too much stuff.
Yeah,
this is too many verbs. Like,
pick a few angles.
Yeah. This is from a story called The Space Vampires, which I feel like gives you a very wide bounding box.
Yes.
And what he did with it was make them possess people, which, like, that is cool. We've dealt with that a lot on this show.
Yes.
You know, so we don't need to go into that. And then they also can create zombies. And that's slightly more interesting because when they make a zombie, they feed from you. When you die, you become this drained husk. You have to feed.
Mm-hmm.
If you feed, you become yourself again.
Right. But only for 2 hours. You have to feed every 2 hours.
And way less sane. So you're on this, like, sanity spiral, but you are your person. I think this is a really none of the, like, zombie fiction that I've seen experimented with somebody becoming their actual self.
Right.
Like, in zombie fiction, it's always like, my wife is this snarling beast and I'm going to keep her alive because I need to die to do that trope.
Right. Right.
You know, but it's never like your wife just turns into a cognizant person and then slowly turns back into a zombie.
Right.
Like, I think that's legitimately pretty interesting because it would make keeping the people around, like, make sense.
It would. Yeah. Like, it's, and I think it would fulfill the zombie metaphor a little bit more. Like, that would be like a metaphor for codependence. Like, she becomes a monster unless I work with her to feed, and we work together because I don't want to lose her. Right.
It's just way cooler than somebody who just has, like, a barn full of zombies that they feed.
Yes.
Like, it's like, oh, you could actually meet the person.
Right.
You know, we would actually fool whoever was. So in a weird way, like, if they weren't in fucking spelljammer ships, like, I think this is actually would have a cool hook.
Yeah.
You know, but unfortunately, they're space vampires. That's lame.
Yeah, pretty lame. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
But they've got a little bit of, like, vampire stuff. So if you're bitten by one of them, but you live, you maintain a connection to them, you know?
Yes.
I think that's the thing that I've seen in vampire kind of stuff. And also, like, when one of these comes to town, it's specifically a little bit like a Salem. What's that?
Like a Cotton Eye Joe.
Bro, yeah, I didn't expect to go there, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that.
Right. No, it's a little bit like Salem's Lot, where Barlow shows up and then all of a sudden you've got a lot of type 2 and type 3 vampires going on. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the outbreak does trace up to the master vampire, but you have the, you know, the zombies going around doing their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love this at the end. The only cure for infection is running a lead object through the infected's solar plexus. This obviously kills the infected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like somebody is like, well, vampires, silver bullets. Like, I like how in this entry, like, in a weird way, or reading this book, the season is exposing me to some of the, you know, grander mythos, like other people who wrote in it. And just by looking at the monster, you can kind of reverse engineer how good of a writer.
Yeah.
The person is, like, I think this is probably not a super great writer.
Yeah.
You know, based on this, like, these aren't really good ideas. That's really dumb.
Yeah.
You know, I can just imagine the part in the thing where somebody's poring over an old tome and is like, a rod thee must be to solar plexus you must pierce.
Well, first off, that doesn't rhyme.
Yeah. Well, it's translated.
Oh yeah, of course.
You know, but just being like, of course we have to put the iron rod in the solar plexus. You know, or the, and then just like going about looking on the ship for a lead rod or whatever. Like, it's just lame.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a diagram of a machine that is used to banish this beast from the earth. Turns around, it's just a revolver.
It's Anton Chigurh.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.